It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, afternoon, that's right, I forgot. Here on Declare Your Independence, and me, Ernest Hancock, here from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have news. I'm good, bad, you know, it's kind of duh, you know, here comes the news. There has been, I want to preface what we're going to be doing today. There has been a resurgence of effort from people wanting to make their preferences known through the political process. And Declare Your Independence is not necessarily political. Right? It's something that you can just do without a government form, without permission, without seeking, absolution from the man. I mean, you just do it. It's a state of mind. Part of what I've been able to be a witness to and participate in has been the reawakening of a lot of people that at least knew there was a problem and something should be done, and they were willing to put forth some effort into making life better for themselves and their neighbors and their family and friends. Part of that process is get involved in politics. You know, let's go through the process. What's the process? Well, I want to support good people for running for office. This Democratic Constitutional Republic thing, the Democratic part electing the Republic part that's supposed to be bound down by the Constitution part, and we're going to make the world a better place. Constitutional Republic. To work inside that framework, you need to understand how the framework works. There is a representation that you get by having an ideology that is promoted by a platform and the planks inside of a private organization that can be called a political party. This political party I affiliate with, I put my support behind them by even saying that I am a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green, whatever, fill-in-the-blank party, okay? Constitution. By saying I am affiliated with the Constitutional Party, I would expect that the candidates running under that party would advocate the base premise for which the organization was created, or the platform that they have crafted in support of people knowing why they're calling themselves Constitutional Party members. This has manifested itself a great deal in the Republican Party with the avalanche of involvement coming out of Dr. Ron Paul's run. To the great consternation of those inside the party, you're like, oh, heck no. You know, just when we got it all organized where we just rule from the top down and we just got this infrastructure that, you know, it's a social club. And they, as much as they'd scream about we need to engage the youth and people and get more active and all that kind of stuff, they don't really. You know, they don't want you, mucking with their plans. You know, they don't need you in there, you know, throwing a wrench into their gears. So they already got it. It's working exactly the way they want it. So when you have people that get involved, they have seen politics up close. They saw what the real motivation for the first time in their life. They saw that this issue about who gets to determine monetary policy has an enormous amount to do with how their lives are lived and the future of their families. So they go, you know, this is an important issue. I want to get involved. So I know better than to tell people that, you know, don't, you know, you hear things from me like still voting. You know, if you think voting's going to make a difference, you haven't been paying attention, and, you know, and party smarties, you know, it doesn't matter, blah, 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 blah. You'll hear that from me, but, you know, I don't generally go after individuals that have actually done something, been active. They run as precinct committeemen. They get in their district level. They do whatever. I mean, I won't get into, oh, that particular person doesn't know what they're doing. They haven't had an impact. They shouldn't be wasting their time. You know, I don't do that because they're not wasting their time. They're learning. A lot of the activists here, the Campaign for Liberty people that I work with a great deal here in Arizona, a lot of the activists that come down here and so on, they got elected as precinct committeemen. They filed along during the Republican effort to get the nomination to Dr. Paul. They went through this process nationwide. I know hundreds of people I've met that have done this. Well, how's that working out for them? Well, it works to educate them, at the very least. They're learning how the system really is set up. I went through the same thing. And me telling them stories, showing them past interviews, articles written, it's different now. It's not the same. We have the internet, we got this, we got that. We're gonna make a difference this time. There's something else that we're going to accomplish. Well, there you accomplish education, you accomplish see how the system works, and you get in a position to where you're like, dang, really? I had no idea. Well, there's nothing I can do to stop that, nor would I. You know, it's necessary for everyone to go through the process many have. You know, a lot of the activists that I work with here, a lot of the tried and true, the guys been around 15 years or so, we went through all this. We know how the system works. We know it's the same names involved right now. So today I'm going to tell you about an effort. It's called the Arizona Victory Plan by the GOP here in Arizona that they're doing. And the names involved, I tell you who these guys are, it's going to scare you on a national level, on an international level. This is an effort that I guarantee you, if it's being done here, it's being done in your home state. It's being done at the local level. It's being done. Yeah, all congressional incumbents, Republicans, to think that it doesn't include both sides. When you get high enough up on the pyramid, you see it's the same people controlling both sides. Part of the thing behind this that I can see, I mean, think about. There are three issues that have really been hitting hard here of late that have really kind of convinced me what's behind a lot of this. One, the healthcare thing. Now, if you're going to have healthcare, national healthcare, you got to have healthcare number. You got to be, you know, tracked. The ranchers want all their cattle branded. I mean, we need to know, you know, what shots you got, or didn't get, or eligible for, or whatever. I mean, you're going to have the number. You got terrorism. You know, we got all these people. Of course, we don't have any kind of border defense. We're up 50, 60, 80 miles from the border, stopping everybody on the highway. But that's beside the point. You know, we're using this terror, and you're getting a new batch. We had guys on airplanes. Yes, he's lighting himself on fire. And the shoe bomber, whatever happened to him? Do we even know what happened to him? Has there been a made-for-TV movie about his motivations of him doing blah, blah, blah? I mean, it's just, you know, we have no idea. It's whatever makes the evening news and the PSYOP. We got to worry about terror. We got to have everybody get ID so we know who's a terrorist. Then immigration. Now, there's two sides. You have one side that says, you know, we have a national ID card so we can tell who the good and bad guys are. You know, they don't have national ID. They're illegal immigrants. Send them home. Then you'll have the other side saying we need open borders. We need to have some kind of guest worker program. We have, you know, so we got to have an ID for that. You're going to get the big push is going to be to have us numbered with it supported at a local state level, interfaced with all government, that you're going to have a number. That number will correspond to your license plate with your camera, fraud photo, radar kind of going. These are not photo. These are continuous archive video surveillance. that Reid numbers. They know you'll sit there. Years ago, we did stories on this where a highway patrolman or a police officer was sitting in his car, or you drive through a parking lot. It's just Reid license plate. Ding! This one's a stolen car. This one, whatever, it come up on what we've been looking for this car for fill-in-the-blank enemy of the state reason. These cars going by on the highway. Ding! They're looking for this guy. Now, of course, it's all under Amber Alert. You know, what if an abducted child? We got, you know, we got to be able to Amber Alert because of the children. You think government really cares about the children? There is an effort that I'm going to highlight when we come back here in Arizona that I'm sure is being mirrored around the country. I've talked to a state senator, some district chairs, and some other activists already today about this. And I got flooded this weekend with this information, what's happening. I'm going to share it with you because you should be warned. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
I was...
Look again. Who is it?
What are they?
Sentient programs. Anyone we haven't unplugged is potentially an agent. Inside the Matrix, they are everyone. And they are no one. They are guarding all the doors. They are holding all the keys, which means that sooner or later, someone is going to have to fight them.
Someone.
I won't lie to you, Neo. Every single man or woman who has stood their ground, everyone who has fought an agent has died. But where they have failed, you will succeed.
Why?
Their strength and their speed are still based in a world that is built on rules. Because of that, they will never be as strong or as fast as you can be.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets?
No, Neo. I'm trying to tell you that when you're ready, you won't have to.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. When you're ready, you won't have to. But let me tell you who the sentinels are, the guards of the system, you know, because there is a treasure trove. It's called the ability to force you to pay taxes. That's where, you know, the goodies come from, and regulation and blah, 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 blah. It's we rule you stuff. Okay. I'm going to share this with you so that you understand what you're dealing with. I want to, because this doesn't just apply to Arizona. This we use Arizona as an example because, you know, I can. It's here. But to think it's any different in your state is to be naive. Think about who comes out of Arizona. We had John McCain, presidential candidate nominee from the Republican Party. You know, a Homeland Security head was governor here, Janet Napolitano. We have here in Arizona the debt is so bad. It's worse than California per capita here. We're looking at least $3 to $5 billion of debt going in after this next legislative session. They've just been pushing it off. And it's unconstitutional as heck, you know, because it's supposed to be a balanced budget and they don't care. So we have an effort here I want to share with you so that you understand what to look for in your area. The people that were thinking that the effort to save the GOP, that we're going to go ahead and come in from the grassroots and take back the party for whatever reason, you know, to forward individual liberty, to have a conservative values that would be trumpeted by candidates and campaigns that would support the will of the people, blah, 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 blah. They were of the mind that they were going to have really that kind of impact. When you have states that demonstrate how it really works, this is a value. You know, this is good. You need to know this stuff. When Dr. Paul was obviously going to win in Nevada at their convention, they just shut it down. This was an organized effort, and they went to court and all this, and they won. You know, yeah, sure enough, they had all these people that were going to be, there was going to be delegates for Dr. Paul going to the national convention, and they were not going to have any of that. Did the same thing, Louisiana and Nevada and so on. And we just had the gentleman that funded, he's a dentist that funded the suit on the show just last month, and they won. So, you know, this is how this stuff works. All right. Tell you the story. It's holidays. It's Christmas. It's New Year's. I did not want to get into this stuff, but I don't have a choice now because there's a deadline Wednesday that people need to know this. We're going to take and forward this archive show so that people understand what's happening. This weekend, I'll tell you, we're going to spend on innovations of 2009. Now, the new developments in energy and technology and computer hardware and software. In fact, in less than 2 weeks, I go to Las Vegas for the electronics show. And I, you know, press credentials is Freedom's Phoenix publisher, blah, 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 blah. So I get that. And we're probably going to be doing some shows live from there on the innovations in the future of changing your entire life. There are some particular things that I want to go see and report on, so I'll be going to Vegas for that convention. And I wasn't going to do this today, but, you know, because we have to. I get a phone call from a couple of people, and then I got emails from several, you know, please don't publish this. Don't let people know that I sent this to you. You know nothing. I know nothing. And a lot of these people, I don't even know who they are. Because they know that I have been critical of working inside the parties and the system, and that it's a distraction. I'm going, the parties do not control anything. In Arizona, that's probably even worse than other places, because here Stalin or Hitler could register as libertarian, go down to the Secretary of State, file their 80-something signatures, get them on the statewide ballot to be the candidate for governor. That's how it works. And they do the same thing with Republicans and Democrats. You know, they need more signatures, but they go in and you say, well, we need to support of the legislative districts, the precinct committeemen that are elected at the primary, using taxpayer funds, it's a whole other thing. They're elected at the primary to represent their precinct and their district for the party. They're going to be the grassroots. They're going to walk the precincts and deliver all this stuff and have an input into who's going to be the nominee, the chosen candidate that wins the primary versus all the others, so that in the general they would represent the philosophy against the evil hordes of the Democrats and whoever else. Okay? So they go in with this mindset, and that they're going to try and influence who these candidates are, how much work is going to be done for different ones, and the endorsement of the grassroots. This facade is necessary to push until it starts to threaten them, when they started having all these Ron Paul supporters coming into the party. And whoa, 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 whoa. Well, I'm sorry, you didn't get the memo. It doesn't really work this way. Okay? This Wednesday, there is going to be a teleconference with the executive board. Now, the executive committee is made up of the state chair, the county chairs, district chairs, the at-large elected member, whatever. It's you're getting up to about 100 people. So you have the executive board and executive committee, and I'm not sure which one's smaller. It's probably the executive board is going to be telling the executive committee to vote to adopt this plan. This plan is, you look at the names of all the people in here and what their goals are, and we'll go into it in the next section, but I'm going to tell you, the Arizona Republican Party has a convention and the third week, I think it is, in January. Everything will be decided this Wednesday before you even get to the chance to have a convention. All of the work of every local little person that has gone in from their little district and their little whatever, you know, but they got big ideas. These are people that wanted to help. They wanted to get involved. They wanted to have a voice. And they went to all these meetings and they did all the elections and they went through all this stuff. They are going to be carved out of this. And when we come back, I don't want to do it now because the people involved in this is scary names and who they're with and what their goals are and what we know about them and why. And they have all the congressional candidates and U.S. senators in their pockets on this. But there is an ulterior motive. There's something else coming. What is it? Well, I'm going to speculate. And when we come back, I'm just going to hit right into it on what this document is. And they're going to be voting on it this Wednesday. And I'll bet you it's happening in your state as well. Stay tuned. You're going to want to know this.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, you need to look what's going around. I'm gonna help you hear what's going down, because only here on Declare Your Independence are you going to get this kind of perspective. I mean, you may get this information, but probably a different perspective. Let me get right to it, and you'll start to understand. Arizona Victory Plan. This is not surprising. To think that this doesn't happen all the time is to be naive, but, you know, to have a group that we're going to create a political action committee or we're going to be part of whatever, we're going to take all the resources behind the machine and support the boys of the machine. Now, duh. You know, this is not big giant shocker. What is shocking is how they're going to do it. Here we have a list of what they call stakeholders, participants. Now, and to you, it probably wouldn't mean anything, but they have the state chair of the Republican Party here in Arizona, the state executive director. They have big money people behind that. You know, some of these names, you know, we all know, you know, okay, well, it's the machine. Then, of course, they list Senator John McCain, Senator Kyle, Congressman Flake, Shattuck, Franks, Brewer. We have some aides to blah, blah, blah. But you have a couple other names in here. Alan Philp from Republican National Committee, Chris Carr, National Republican Congressional Committee, these guys and some other names. They are on this committee to do what the goal that they have stated here is, you know, they want to keep the governor's office Republican. They want to win back the congressional seats that have gone to the Democrats. They want to reelect all current federal office holders, maintain majorities in the House and Senate here on a state level, capturing additional down the ballot constitutional offices like, you know, attorney general, which is a Democrat that will be running for governor. These goals operate under the assumption that all current federal office holders are well positioned for reelection and face minimal threat to reelection. So that means if you get caught in the bathroom stall soliciting, then you know, maybe you won't get supported. You know, that's what that means. Now, the one thing that immediately, you know, this didn't mean anything to me. I'm like, yeah, it's internal Republican Party. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. What difference does it make? What'd you expect was going to happen until I read this one part? And there's a couple of parts in here that really get my attention, because you have to keep in mind a lot of the people that we work with in activism and so on, there are people that let us know what's going on inside the party because they're participating. They go to the convention. They got elected as precinct committeemen. They're working inside their district. They're wanting to bring the party back to its conservative roots. Okay, this is the Goldwater state, right? Ronald Reagan kind of thing. So this is of interest to them that they've been bypassed out of the system. The victory effort here, they call it victory. Victory is a division of the Arizona GOP. Now, right there, I'm going, how is it a division of the GOP? Where did that happen? It's a division, okay? So it's part of it. It's they're creating what inside it just because they said so? As such, it will maintain a segregated bank account at a separate bank from the other accounts within the Arizona Republican Party. So they're creating an entire new financial structure inside the party, okay? But it's going to be separate from the party, okay? All right, well, who's the personnel? The victory campaign will be managed by a victory director paid $9,500 a month. The victory director will utilize a space at the Arizona GOP headquarters and amongst the various Republican campaigns as needed or desired. So I'm going, okay, so let's get a picture on how this is going to be used. Think about your state. You have a group of individuals, powerful, you know, no doubt, said, you know, all the money needs to come through us. That's what this whole thing is about. All the money will come into this designated, no limits, you know, right here entity that we're going to, you know, give us the money. Here comes the money. Money be paid right here, okay? And we're going to have an executive director of that that's going to get paid $9,583 a month. And that director will utilize the space inside the Arizona GOP and of any campaign of a candidate that we so determine. Okay. And who might these people be? Well, you know, they're going to have be liaison with the RNC, the NRCC, RGA, and RSLC, whoever the heck they are. I mean, these are all the boys, all right, the national committees of We Rule the Planet and the Republican Party people. Then I started looking at the names on here. Well, of course, you got federal incumbent office holders, de la whatever, and you have this one, Chris Carr. Chris Carr is the National Republican Congressional Committee. Well, where his name came up, I recognized from when we were doing, you know, stuff at in Nevada with Dr. Paul. He was a what was his position? He was the executive director of the Nevada State Party. So I'm going, okay. So what happened there with Dr. Paul and how they just shut down the convention and turned off the lights and did all that. Those of you who've listened to the show may have caught that. Those of you that were paying attention to the Ron Paul campaign may have, you know, this was a big stinking deal. Ron Paul's sweeping that state. Now, a lot of the people did exactly what I'm talking about here at a state level. They went through all the convention stuff. They went through the precinct. They qualified. It's a very arduous task. I mean, it was a very complicated endeavor for them to be able to do this. But in the end, you have people that really care, which they did. They wind up at the state convention. Overwhelmingly, the delegates are going to be for Dr. Paul. They went, oh, heck no, that isn't going to happen. Shut it down. They took all the ballots and sealed them in the envelopes and put them in the safe at the resort there in Reno, Nevada. So it sat in the casino safe until finally there was a lawsuit and negotiations with and back and forth. And about a month and a half ago, they finally unsealed those envelopes with the witnesses all around. Yep, Ron Paul won. Okay. So now they have this to contend with on a national level. The Ron Paul supporters have not gone away. The people that want to use the Republican Party as a mechanism to further advance individual freedom, they're still in that mindset that that's going to happen. In fact, I talked to the people that were longtime supporters of Money in Texas behind Dr. Paul from back in the day, and these guys, that is their goal. We're going to save the Republican Party. That was what they were hoping to accomplish. And I'm okay. Well, I got a wooden stake and a mallet. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, whatever. You guys do your own thing. I'm over here. Because of that clear stance is why I get this information. because everything that I've been saying, you are not in control. If you think that you're going to be able to exert the will of the activists and the people in the party over that of the big bad boys, you are so sorely misinformed. I mean, seriously? So but you have to learn it on your own. So then we have another name here, Alan Philp, P-H-I-L-P. Alan Philp, the Republican National Committee. But what a lot of people don't know, what his background is, he served as executive director of the Center for the New American Century and as a founding member of its board of directors since December 2002. He was responsible for managing the center's day-to-day operations and facilitating all research projects and issue development. Okay, let me read that again. One of the guys that is on this stakeholder participant in Arizona Victory Plan, okay, the Arizona Victory Plan, which is we are going to use the Republican Party headquarters, we're going to use the Republican candidates, their offices, we're going to set up a separate bank account at a separate bank, and it's going to have executive directors with a budget of, they're getting paid over almost $9,600 a month. This is what we're going to accomplish. We are going to take this entity. We're going to funnel all the money be contributed over here. This is where it's happening, right over here. Now, who's on this list? And a lot of these people you wouldn't know, but I mean, of course, you have McCain and Kyle and Flake and Chadwick and Franks and our governor and all. You know, this is the endorsement of the boys. These are the people that are going to run this thing. With the national direction included of the guy that was executive director of the New American Century? Seriously? What might they do? What has been the mission of all these people? What's the commonality? What are they looking for? What do I suspect? Well, I'll share that with you when we come back. Probably won't surprise you.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, just going through sharing the bad news because we couldn't wait. Because what's going to happen is this Wednesday, there is going to be a vote on this concept of how they're going to pull all the control from the Arizona Republican Party, from all of the precinct committeemen, the district leader. It's done. You know, you don't get to say thanks for playing, because they have a convention. I think it's January 23rd. And, you know, in a few weeks they could have them debate and do it. No, heck no. I mean, this needs to already be in place before you even get to that point. Well, I talked to a couple of district chairs and to a state senator and a couple of activists between the morning show and the afternoon show. And there are some people that heard the morning show me talking about this, and they had no idea. So a lot of these people didn't know. Some of them that did, that are on the list, they sent this out on Christmas weekend. You know, because this is Friday, they sent this out, I don't know, between Friday and Sunday. So this goes out saying, hey, guess what? We got, executive committee meeting by telephone Wednesday. And I know there's at least, there's dozens, if not 100 people that are on this thing. So there's not going to be a whole lot. There's going to be a lot of muted phones. There's not going to be a whole lot of input on this thing. Nobody's going to get to say whatever. That's why they do this. And it's going to be between the holidays, and a lot of people are gone, a lot of people dealing with family. This was intentional. This was planned. This didn't just pop up, why don't we do it? I mean, it's even got a spreadsheet with how much money and who's going to be and whatever. There's 2-3 dozen people in here making bank. And then, of course, they have in the budget different things like, telemarketing and direct mail and all this, and they always wind up getting a cut off of that, and it belongs to their friend's former roommate's cousin or something. I mean, that's how this works. It's always like this, which it doesn't bother me so much as, except that now you got all these incumbents, Republicans that are on this thing, the state chair, the state director, and from New American Century? Remember, there's a PNAC, you know, the Project for New American Century. What was it they were saying? You know, who'd you have on that? You know, Cheney and Feith and Rumsfeld and, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, bad guys. And what was it they were saying? Well, we need to have a Pearl Harbor event so that we can get the people behind all the stuff we want to do. Well, and then they come into the Arizona Republican Party from National Republican Party and say, hey, committee, and bring their boy from Project New American Century guy and say, hey, let's play. It's rock and roll. Let me tell you how it's done. All the money goes to them, and then they get to do what? This is where I have a concern. I mean, a lot of this internal stuff, just lying to people that I know be of good character, that want to use the process, that want to get inside the party, that wanted to have a positive impact on their lives and that of their family and friends and neighbors, and advocate a philosophy that was out in the open, and this is what we stand for, and this is what we're working for, and these are the candidates that support that, and this is what we want to do. And, you know, from my experience, I already knew that was a lie. That's not how the system works. But you can't tell anybody that. They have to learn it on their own. I mean, we've talked about it. I'm not shy about it, but you know, you're not going to beat them over the head. Oh, what'd you find out today? How did it go? What'd you learn? Well, what'd they do? I'm just asking questions, you know, and they come to their own conclusion. They know what's going to happen, to the point that this weekend, all of a sudden, I got three different versions in the, you know, within 8 hours of the same thing. You know, where's the leak? God, who's not leaking? Okay, so this is amazing to me that they're going to take over the political party with a voice vote on a teleconference that you know they're not going to be able to participate only a couple of weeks before all the party members are going to be in convention anyway. That's how it works. You can't go to a party and have any kind of control on this stuff when the mechanism is such that you got people that will come in with millions of dollars left over from their previous campaign going, yeah, I'm going to buy this seat, and there's not a dang thing you can do about it. Because the party doesn't control anymore. You go get Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, walk up and say, you know what? I want my registration to this party. All right, and here's my, you know, lobbyist special interest buddies going to do whatever. I got my signatures. Boom, I'm on the ballot. Vote for me. And if the boys are the ones spending all the money and got the media behind them and so on, that's just very likely that's what's going to happen. And it even gets worse when you don't have any faith in the process of counting the votes anyway. All they have to do is make sure the guy's name gets printed on the ballot and turn the dial on the computer election, whatever, and they get what they want. They just need you on the ballot. They need the workers on the plantation not to complain. Well, what happens when you complain? Well, they do. How far will they go? And what's behind it? I see in the names involved here, this has been my suspicion since I started doing radio, even before that. Ranchers want their cattle numbered. There were three issues that really were hammering the airwaves and television and issues in campaigns over the past few years. It was immigration, it was the health care, and it was terrorism. Each one of these three had solutions that we needed to have ID for everybody in order to determine whether you're a terrorist, an illegal immigrant, or get you your health care. I am of the opinion that this is an integral part of what they need to go on to the next step. And I think they're skipping this Amaro thing. It was all distraction. They're going straight to the world, though. There is going to be a centralization of the ability to be able to track all purchases and selling, all transactions. And they're going to be able to do it, and they have to go to a cashless society, which is one reason why we work on trying to promote precious metals as an ability to do barter. January 16th, that weekend here at Freedom's Phoenix Workshop in our parking lot, there's going to be people that are bringing all their goodies. We're going to do kind of a little parking slot thing, a little barter deal. And they've created this. Tom Westbrook is, you know, computer geek extraordinaire and one of our activists that has created a a Craigslist slash eBay type. You get to use silver as the base currency for transactions. Heck, you can trade Trans Am for chickens for all I care. But, you know, they're setting this up and they're going to launch this thing in mid-January. I am of the opinion that that kind of endeavor is a direct threat to what I think is coming. As small as this is, as little as this is, it gets any kind of a foothold, it starts having any kind of an impact on people even understanding the concept that they don't need this system in order to transact and survive, to buy food, to be able to live, then they start coming to that realization, or this serves that end, they're going to come after it. They can't allow this to get a toehold in the psyche of just individuals. So here we have stakeholders, the participants of this, are the machine, the money behind the worst things that have happened in the state. But what is the negotiating point that they're going to use and with whom? Arizona has the worst budget deficit in the nation. It may not be the largest compared to like California, but per capita, we are in worse condition than the people living in California. Arizona, it's bad. So just last week, Jen Brewer, which is our governor, Republican that took over from Democrat Napolitano when she went to Homeland Security, she's just been pushing it off. They've been, you know, robbing Peter, pay Paul. They've been calling it one thing when it's another, doing whatever they can. And they're walking into almost $2 billion that they know of that debt just this last fiscal year. And we have a balanced budget provision in our Constitution. Heck, I filed suit twice in Arizona Supreme Court in the 90s and in early 2000s, where I challenged the fact that they were doing this in the name of something else, they were having a deficit. Well, I got it paid off in the 90s. You know, they paid it off. And then in 2000, when Napolitano in there, like, yeah, bite us. What are you going to do about it? We dismissed the case. We're not going to hear it. And life sucks to be you. That's cool. I just want people to know what they were doing. Well, everybody knows. So could I file it again when they're $1.4 billion in debt when it's supposed to be zero? Or I think it was allowed constitutionally, you're allowed $350,000. You know, oops, I forgot to carry the one. I mean, you know, something like that. So what they have now is an enormous debt, and they're saying, oh, we trimmed it. Oh, we cut $200 million off the budget. You know, now we have only instead of a $1.6 billion debt, we have $1.4. Yay! They're not really addressing any of the fundamental services, you know, the constitutional expenditures of government, you know, the proper role of government. It doesn't even enter into it. It's not even part of it. We are in a situation that's not just Arizona. I want to make sure that you understand this. It's not just Arizona. You'll find that this stuff happens nationally. If you were to check inside your local Republican and or Democrat party, I'll guarantee you there is an effort to bypass the activists inside the party for them to take and do whatever they want at the executive level, and they're probably voting on it right now between Christmas and New Year's, that by the time you get in the legislative sessions here, they already got the plan in place that we'll be negotiating with the federal government. And if you want your bailout money for your state, you're going to acquiesce to fill in the blank. What might that blank be? I think we're all going to get our number. Here it comes. What are you going to do about it? We'll be right back.